Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette College Board explores idea of recording board meetings. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Residents may soon be able to watch recordings of Gillette College Board meetings after the college trustees discussed the possibility at their regular board meeting last week. The Gillette News Record reported discussion began after Robert Palmer, Gillette Community College District Board of Trustees Chairman, read a public statement submitted by community member Doug Gerard. In the letter, Gerard suggests the board meet at least once a quarter after work hours so more locals can come to the meetings. The meetings now begin at 11:30 a.m. on the third Wednesday of the month. Palmer said he appreciated the comment being submitted and added that trustees have talked about having meetings after hours, but the schedule for meetings this year has already been completed. Palmer asked Janelle Oberlander, Gillette College president, to bring back a recommendation for recording the meetings through GPA TV and what the cost would be to make the meetings more accessible to the public. Terry Anderson said a library employee records the library meetings, which could be another way to go. Palmer appreciated the idea, but said he also likes that GPA TV meetings are archived online so people can find years' worth of information to look back on. Federal court rules Wyoming's 100-yard election buffer zones are legal. A lawsuit challenging Wyoming's law prohibiting campaigning within 100 yards of a polling place on Election Day was struck down on Monday. Cowboy State Daily reported a federal appeals court has overturned a 2021 Wyoming Federal District Court decision that had found the Cowboy State's ban on electioneering within 100 yards or 300 feet of a polling place on Election Day violates the First Amendment. Three judges in the Federal 10th Circuit Court of Appeals found that because electioneering restrictions relate to the First Amendment, free speech, and the right to vote without intimidation, restrictions on political speech can face intense scrutiny in law. Many laws like buffer zones in Wyoming have been set in response to concerns of voter intimidation and coercion when people go to cast their votes. Wyoming Attorney General Bridget Hill declined to comment as the case may be ongoing at the district court level. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.